Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to Red Men News. It is Monday, the 28th of September, ahead of Liverpool versus Arsenal tonight. I am Ross Chanley, joined today by Amy Lawrence. Amy, a massive thank you. About half an hour ago, I was like, can you do the news? Because Arrow Council, so everyone give Amy a round of applause for being an absolute hero. Let's get straight into it, Amy. There's some injury updates which came out yesterday, which sent Liverpool Twitter into a meltdown, because of course it did. Liverpool sweat on Alisson and Thiago fitness ahead of Arsenal test at Anfield. They'll face at the fitness test today. If they don't, that sees Adrian in goal, and we've got plenty of midfield options. But the thing I wanted to discuss with you, Amy, was the fact of the meltdown. If we don't have Alisson, it's obviously a massive blow to Liverpool. A lot of fans, and probably rightly so, are sceptical about Adrian and some of his performances. I think, you know, it was the Bournemouth game, the Chelsea game, the Champions League game. You know, you could probably name others. But he also showed in that time his form when Alisson was injured against Norwich. You know, I don't think we lost one of those Premier League games that he was in. So we need to have faith in that backup goalkeeper and realise that we can't have two Alissons.
It's a difficult one. I think it's annoying. I think if you were picking out both of them, you probably want Alisson in goal for the majority of your games because he's just a world-class goalkeeper. But equally, we're at a situation where we do have a genuinely good backup goalkeeper who, when Alisson was injured towards the start of last season as well, proved that he can fit that role when he needs to. But I think it's like a habit now. If a player gets injured, everyone just melts down. And I think we can probably both agree that we're at the stage now where we don't need to panic when things like this happen because we do have that squad depth. But equally, don't get me wrong, it'll be gutting to see if it is like a serious injury or not. I'm not too sure. But if it is, that'll be gutting. But equally, we do have these players that can come in and successfully do that job. So I'm not on the meltdown brigade for sure. I'm quite chilled about it.
Sad. Another one, obviously, Thiago would be a massive loss. I think he brings something else to this Liverpool side. So, you know, when we did the build-up show, we're like, oh, we'll put Thiago in because he brings something different. We've struggled against Arsenal in recent times, but he brings out something else. So that just kind of takes that out. But like you said, Liverpool do have other options. Move on slightly. I say we've got other options, but we'll also be without Jordan Henderson for tonight's game. It's such a depressing news show. I'm so sorry. The same goes to Joel Matip, whose hamstring injury is likely to keep him out until the next international break. But there's better news at the back with Joe Gomez and Billy Kometu returning to training on Friday. So Joe Gomez, you know, a potential starter, but for the people at home and for you, Amy, I know we've done this on the build-up show already, but would you start Joe Gomez in this game, or would you just go just play Fabinho?
I don't know. You know, I think equally both of them would be as good. I think the way Fabinho played against Chelsea was just phenomenal, man of the match performance. So I'd be comfortable with him going in there, but equally for this game, you probably want a recognised centre back who is solidly in that position. So I think if Joe Gomez is fit to do that job, I'd be more than happy to have him in there to do the job. So I think it's going to be a really tough game. We know Arsenal's attacking threats this season have been phenomenal. So yeah, I think I'd probably go with Joe Gomez, but equally if Fabinho gets thrown in there, I'm not gonna start.
You're very chill today, Amy, aren't you? Just kind of like whatever, we'll be fine. I quite like that. Something else which has made people a bit more chilled out. James Pearce at the weekend said Loris Karius is set to complete a season-long move to Union Berlin early next week, which is, of course, now this week. Probably not a surprise, Amy. You know, I think you're probably going to struggle, you know, given his situation, the current climate. Anyone who's going to want to actually pay, you know, money for Karius. I know that sounds terrible, but it's true, isn't it? I'm not slagging the guy off, but, you know, you know, you're hard to find decent goalkeepers at this time, and I don't think he's one of them, given his, you know, his past form. But yeah, for a team to find him out on loan, you know, these days with transfers, you do get a bit of money for that as well. Probably happy for him as well, to be honest. You know, I don't think he's got a future at Liverpool, but for him to find another club and kind of move on, I think he's good for him, isn't it?
Yeah, I think he probably needs a fresh start, and I think a lot of people will be happy to sort of, in the nicest way possible, see the back of him. I think you're right, that I don't think there's any way in the future at all that I can see him being back into the Liverpool side, and from a personal opinion, I probably wouldn't want him to. I know that sounds really horrible, but it's one of those things. Yeah, fresh start for him. He can sort of move on and sort of rebuild his image and in his career, and hopefully he'll be... I hope he does redeem himself. I hope he sort of does prove a few people wrong by moving on and getting elsewhere, because you never want players to feel like that. But yeah, if he moves on, and if we get a bit of money for it, absolutely sound with that.
You're all in. Melissa Reddy, this is this morning actually. Jurgen Klopp on Liverpool won't be adding a new centre back before the window closes. Quoted as saying, "We will not even try. We have nothing more serious happens. I hope we don't have to try that. The situation is like this at the moment." I'll say that again. If the situation stays like this as in the moment, then there'll be nothing. Which is strange, because you know, when Liverpool were going all out for signings the other week, on my day off, thanks. You know, Thiago and Jota, and then there was the centre half, I think he was at Schalke. We got battered, by the way, yesterday. You're kind of thinking, okay, Liverpool are going to go all out and kind of solve all the issues, because again, you know, we touched on Joel Matip's injury, Joe Gomez playing for Fabinho there is not ideal. You know, you said it before, if you want a recognised centre back in that position, because that's their job, which also allows you to have Fabinho in the centre of midfield. You're kind of disappointed, but I think I'm probably at the point that you are, if you know, trust what Jurgen Klopp does and what he says. If he doesn't think we don't need another centre back, then fine. But also on the other side of it, I think there's someone on the shoulder going, actually, that's a bit of a risk.
Yeah, you don't ever want to leave yourself short in that sense. But as you said, you kind of have people that can do the job if we get down to the bare bones. But yeah, I think with the rush of those signings, it sort of did feel, oh, we're going to sign a centre back now, it's just going to happen. So we kind of all hyped ourselves up for it, because I know it's a topic that we've kind of all been looking at throughout the season. Obviously, when news about Joe Gomez the other week came out and Fabinho was put in, we were like, oh my gosh, we don't have a recognised centre back, what are we going to do? So people are probably looking into it a little bit more in that sense. But I kind of feel like the trend of me speaking in this show is that I'm really chilled about it, and I kind of am, because I feel like
you may as well just answer my question with yeah, whatevs.
Yeah, sorry about that. But I don't know, I'm really chilled about that situation. I don't feel like we need to sign anyone. I think the people that we have signed so far are going to do absolutely brilliant for us. And equally, trust in the players that you already have. I think that's a big thing as well. And players have proved that they can do that. Like Fabinho is an example as well. And now we have Thiago in, who hopefully isn't injured for too long. Thiago can sort of slip into that Fabinho role if Fabinho needs to drop down. So it all sort of works like clockwork, fingers crossed, and it continues.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting another centre-back, by the way. I agree with everything that you just kind of said there. You know, going into this season, because it's so intense, you know, you can have loads of injuries, but equally, you know, you could have 10 midfielders injured. You know, there's nothing you can do about that, is there? So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see. Some of your comments now, Thomas, kept them coming in thick and fast. Shane Buckley says, I'm starting to get worried about Alisson injured at the start of the season and now having a slight knock. We need a better backup goalkeeper for people than Adrian when things like this happen. I agree with that, Amy, but it's also hard when you think about it to get someone in to go, you're your backup goalkeeper to Alisson. You know, if you look around the Premier League alone, David De Gea is making mistakes. Jordan Pickford has been making mistakes for seasons. Hugo Lloris, you know, Kepa, do you know what I mean? The state of goalkeeping isn't great at the moment. So for someone to come in and say, listen, be back up to Alisson isn't as easy as you think. There are rumours that Alisson and Thiago passed the have passed the check, but nowhere solid yet. I think that was just Tom telling me. Okay. Strong Civilian says Adrian is a good goalkeeper, but he's a mistake waiting to happen. You just have to hope he doesn't commit some mistake today. And if he doesn't, good. DJ says Adrian's shot stopping is really good. It is decision making on crosses that is are his main weaknesses. And that's probably a good point, is that Amy, he's an old school keeper in the sense of he's not a sweeper keeper, so he's trying to adapt. So when he does come off his line, I think he did it in a game he's probably played this season, you kind of go, it's like a heart and mouth situation. It's like just watching it like that, going, oh, no, okay, he's got the ball, he's fine. But he needs to learn, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, and he's learning from one of the best in the business, from Alisson. So I'm sure that the amount of time they spend together, he's been able to pick up little things. I agree in terms of he's definitely a better shot stopper than he is in terms of his distribution. And you're right in the fact that you sort of do sit there and go, oh, don't do that, or oh, why have you done that sort of thing. But if he can learn from Alisson and he can keep on learning and save goals, really, is probably the main thing to say.
That's what I need. Some in-depth analysis.
I think my head doesn't fall off about him, if I'm being honest. I think he's solid for what he's brought in to do, which is primarily to be the backup to Alisson. But when you're looking at getting new goalkeepers in, you're right. Like, who is really at that high level wanting to be a backup? They're going to want to be playing every single week, the kind of people that we're looking at. So it's a difficult one, but fingers crossed, when it comes to it, Adrian's able to deliver, and I think he'll be all right.
Yeah, I hope so. Two more comments. Oh, I'll click on the internet, said the backs. And the problem is when Fabinho plays at the back, who will protect the back line at the six, because Henderson is out. And G. Batley says, half it Gomez versus Aubameyang. No, thank you. Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Don't take any risks. Fabinho is quite all right. We're going to wrap it up there. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for watching. Keep your questions coming and give us your score predictions ahead of tonight versus the Arsenal game. Enjoy the game. Amy, thank you very much for stepping in and being a superstar. I very much appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.